I'm going to introduce you the notion places and forms of power. With the London's riots in 2011, these riots are a good example because it allows to understand how people were able to take different forms of power in a precise place. Indeed, in August 2011, terrible riots took place in London. It all began when Mark Dugan, a man from the area, was killed by the police on the 4th August 2011. It provoked a big movement of revolt. So the question that arises is, why did people riot? In other words, were the riots in London of 2011 an expression of real social discontent or simply motivated by greed and opportunism? To answer the question, we are going to analyze three documents about the riots. To begin, the first document show the possible factors which were the causes of the riots. It's very interesting because we have a lot of points of view to better understand. At first, this document explains that living in areas of social deprivation can be a cause of the riots. Moreover, the lack of fodder can be a cause too, because the young people haven't got examples, and the document insists on the fact that a lot of people who are in prison haven't got fodder at home. But the government can be a cause too, because he spoke a lot about spending cuts, and in particular about police spending cuts. People felt powerful because they would be less likely to be caught. Besides, the weak policing can be a curse because the police haven't got appropriate tools and the rioters felt invulnerable. The fifth cause explained in this document is the racism because of the death of Mark Dugan, a black man. Even if the police shootings are very rare, this provoke a big movement of revolt and an antipathy towards the police. Besides, the gangster rap and culture can be a cause because it can influence the young people and in it incites violence and loathing of authority. The young people haven't got appropriate example with the politicians, bankers, footballers, so the welfare dependence can be a cause too. The consumerism is a phenomenon which provoked maybe the riots because consumers are always in front of what they can't have. Moreover, the opportunism can be a cause because people took advantage of the situation without concern because the number of rioters was very big and they felt in safety and powerful. To finish, the rioters used technology and social networking, more precisely BlackBerry Messenger, etc. They used it to join them and to organize the riots, but the phone can also be used by the police to counteract the rioters, but in this document there is a critique of the police who took time before use it. So to sum up, all the quoted elements are the social exclusion, the lack of fathers, the spending cuts, weak policing, racism, gangster rap and culture, welfare dependence, consumerism, opportunism, and technology and social networking. And all these factors are a mix which caused the riots. My second document consists on 26 photographs which show us two particular aspects of the riots: the confrontation with police and the looting. We can notice that there was a big wave of violence of unprecedented level, with clashes of police, arson attacks, and rampant looting. One of the most striking features is the violence against the police. We can see the dodginess towards the police and the young people through many missiles. So there is proof of the antipathy towards the police. Moreover, we can see a lot of arson attacks. And the rampant looting is very present in these photographies because we see the shops completely destroyed. So we understand that people took advantage of the situation to steal all what they can, and they stole what they couldn't have before. To sum up, there is two sorts of rioters, thanks to these photographies. Those who had a real social discontent, and those who took advantage of the situation. The third document is an article written by Matthew Taylor and Paul Lewis, published in an English newspaper, The Guardian, the 3rd November on 2011. It's a report about interviews of young people involved during the riots, so we have the point of view of the young people involved. There are two cases in the document. At first, interviewing 50 young people, the police concluded that a mix of excitement, opportunism, and dissatisfaction with the police was the cause of the riots for most young people. Indeed, they felt adrenaline and hype rioting. They felt powerful and free. So they took advantage of the situation and they stole things they couldn't have before. What increased the antipathy towards the police is also the death of Marc Dugain, we have evoked in others' documents. So some people wanted to take revenge of the police, increasing number of rioters. Moreover, the other element is the societal factors, which can be a cause of the riots too. Because always after interviewing young people, it's said that it's difficult for the young people to manage on the money because they haven't got a job, so they will try to participate of looting. To conclude, there were the opportunists who took advantage of the situation and those who are really in the social discontent. To conclude, I think that some rioters had a simple desire to steal because I'm convinced that they were just opportunism who took advantage of the situation and they felt invulnerable because they were part of something so big. Moreover, I think that some people loot just for fun, just because they were encouraged by a mob mentality. And the three documents illustrates my argument because in the first document, the opportunism is evoked, and there is a proof with the photographies that a lot of people took advantage of the situation. And in the third document, the young people interviewed who were involved in the riots admitted that they made it for the opportunism. But I think that some people had a real need to express this social discontent because it was very difficult to find a job, so many young people were unemployed and very poor. But the government had it wrong because it don't make enough things for the young people. And I think that it suited him to say that they were just thugs and opportunism. Like that, he hide it's wrong. And it's this argument it's he's evoked in the documents because in the first it said that there was a social exclusion and the fact that the government spoke a lot about the spending cuts. And in the third, there is a societal factor and the dissatisfaction with the police. Other factors have increased the number of rioters, like the weak policing, for example. So I think it's a mix of all these elements. But two main elements provoked the riots. At the beginning, it was just a real social discontent, but riots before, like the Brixton riots in 1981, for example, even if it was caused by serious social and economic problems, like unemployment, for example, there is also opportunism. So there is not just a new generation of bad people. It's a phenomenon for a long time. So with this document, we can say that there is a lot of point of view, and it allows us to have one's own opinion.
Okay, thank you. Out of the three documents that you presented, could you tell me which of the documents was your personal choice, please?
Yes, my personal document was the article published in The Guardian.
Okay, it's The Guardian. Could you say exactly why you chose that document? What did you think was interesting about it? What new elements did it bring to what you wanted to talk about?
Yes, I think that this article is very interesting because it allows to understand why did the young people riot, because it's a report about interviews of 15 people.
So you think the fact that it was personal experience of different people made the situation easier to understand?
Yes, because young people admitted what they did, so very interesting.
For your other two documents, are you content with those documents? Do you think that they were interesting documents, or do you think, for example, in the photos that you chose too many photos? Or
I think that my two other documents were very interesting because we have lots of points of view, in particular in the first document, so we can understand really all the possible factors of the riots.
Okay, now in the first document you presented, with all the different reasons, the different causes of the riots, if you had to choose one aspect that was for you the major cause, which aspect would you actually choose?
According to me, the principal factor is the opportunism, because little by little more people invaded the riots just to take advantage of the situation. So I think that at the beginning there were some people who had really social discontent, but little by little the opportunism invaded the riots.
And is that something that you can identify with? Can you imagine being in a situation where you are carried along by the group, carried along by the mob mentality? Do you think people can actually change their behaviour because they're affected by the way other people behave?
I think that there were many young people who were very influential, and the number of rioters increased this movement of opportunism because they were part of something so big.
So do you think that some people actually participated in the riots because the police methods weren't strong enough, so they just felt that they could get away with it, that they wouldn't be caught, so they could do whatever they wanted?
Oh yes, I think that some people took advantage of the situation without concern because the number of rioters was very huge, and they felt in safety and powerful, and as my first document puts it, they would be less likely to be caught.
Okay, so they had a feeling of power. Do you think the way that the media dealt with the riots may have contributed to the feeling of power that some young people had? Maybe they thought they would have their 15 minutes of fame by being part of the riots, and actually maybe just being on the television or being part of something.
I think that some rioters used the technology and the media just to join them, like social networking, and to organize the riots. However, I think that it could be a good thing for the police because, for example, the phone can be used to counteract the rioters.
But what about the way that the television reports portray the riots or in the newspapers? Do you think that some young people thought, oh, well, you know, I might be famous if I'm part of the riots, I might be on the television or something like that?
I think that the television increased the number of rioters because maybe some people thought that they saw that there were a big number of rioters, so they felt in safety, and I think it's developed the opportunism.
Okay, apart from the documents that you've chosen to present, could you give us some more information about the way that you discovered things about the riots, the way you found information, and the different activities that you did in class, please?
Yes, at the beginning, to discover the riots, we had a lot of pictures on the riots, and with these pictures, we had to record a commentary, and it allowed us to discover how the riots were. Moreover, we had to choose a witness, and we had to do like if we were a witness on the riots, and personally, I chose a policewoman, so I studied how the policewoman saw the riots, and besides, we studied debate. We saw a video about four characters who talked about the riots, and after analyzed how a debate is, we organize our own debate.
Okay, and in the televised debate that you saw, were there any of the speakers that you found particularly convincing?
I think that Lynn Costello had really good arguments because she was from Mother and Against Murder and Aggression, and she said that there were many people who hadn't got education and they hadn't got respect for their own community or their family or the law. There were two young people, and they were convinced that the young people had a real social discontent because they have been living for generation in a corrupt, hypocritical state. So they thought that the government had it wrong.
Were you surprised to see how much antagonism there was towards the police? Were you surprised that young people seemed to feel so angry against the police?
I think that I'm not surprised because it's not a new phenomenon. Because when there were riots for a long time, the rioters were angry against the police. But I think it's just because they can be caught by the police, so they're angry.
You mentioned the fact that this conflict between the police and young people, sometimes the police and the population in general, has existed for a long time. When you studied other moments of social unrest in Great Britain, did that help you to understand what happened during the riots of 2011, or do you think they're just totally different and they can't be compared?
I believe that to study other riots, like Brixton riots 1981, helped me because I thought that there were a new generation of bad people, but I'm aware of that it's not a new generation, and there were opportunists in riots for a long time.
And as far as the government is concerned, do you think it was the right solution to try to convince everybody that it was only to do with opportunism, only to do with greed, and that there were no social factors underlying the riots?
I think that it's sweet to the government to say that they were just thugs, because the government could hide it wrong, because he hadn't got enough for... He didn't make enough for the young people. There were a lot of unemployed and very poor people. So I think saying that they were just bad young people, it suited the government.
And do you think it was a mistake on behalf of the government to try and say that they had no responsibility or there were no social factors in the riots? Because if they'd found some of the causes or tried to identify some of the causes, they could have said, right, we're going to try and solve some of the problems. Whereas since they said it's not our fault, that means that any of the reasons for the riot still exist and that it could happen again.
I think it would be better for everybody that the government recognized their wrongs, because if the government tried to find solution for around the unemployment, the poverty, maybe that the people didn't try it.
And do you think, you mentioned in your presentation, you mentioned consumerism as one of the factors, the fact that people see flat screen televisions or smart computers, and they want to have these things. Do you think society has become or is becoming increasingly materialistic, and that may explain some of the rioters' behaviour?
Yes, because consumers are always in front of what they can't have, so I think it's increased the number of rioters, and it's wrong for the media, the television, to show all these things.
Okay, so you think that means maybe that the media has a power to influence people and to create needs or desires in people that they can never actually realize?
Yes. Because with the television, with the media, all the people are always confronted. They see a lot of things of what they can't have, and I think it's a bad thing.
Okay, you also mentioned that some people who are part of established power, part of the establishment, like bankers or politicians or maybe even footballers, don't represent a positive example. Could you explain a little bit more what you meant by that?
Yes, because in the daily life, all the people see the politicians, the bankers, or the footballers, for example, did something. The young people haven't got the appropriate example because they spend their money. They are not a good example.
We quoted the example of footballers or people who become famous through reality shows or television. Do you think that gives young people the illusion that they can suddenly have money or suddenly become very, very wealthy without actually having to make an effort to do anything to get there, to succeed?
Yes, I think that the young people, when they see all the people who are famous, who are successful and who has a lot of money, it's not a good example, because a lot of young people think that they could have these things, and it's always an illusion, because they would never have all these things.
And if you could just imagine for a minute, if you were, say, a social worker or a community worker in one of the areas where there were big problems during the riots, what would you say to the young people to try and calm things down? Would you give them any advice to try and explain to them that there's a better way to express themselves than to riot?
I could give for advice that they send a letter, for example, to the government to explain their social discontent, because I don't think that riot is a good thing, because they, with the opportunism, they don't send the give message.
But in some ways, if the young people had just written a letter, we'd all have forgotten about it. Whereas it's now the end of 2012 and we're still talking about the riots that happened more than a year ago. Do you think maybe they were right because they got people to talk about some of their problems?
The riot can be a good thing, but I'm against the violence and the opportunism, the shop destroyed, and when the people stole a lot of things. So I think the riots are good things for send a message, but there is others way to send a message.
Okay, thank you very much.